It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
All right, welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. Before we jump in with Roger Agate here from Bear River Lodge and get to our snow day segment, we wanted to talk snow and some of the dangers of it. We haven't had a chance really since the beginning of winter to talk to Craig Gordon from the Avalanche Center. I know, Craig, you've been on several times with our news during the week, but you've had your concerns. How are things settling in here as we begin the new year?
Yeah, hey, Tim, it has been a minute or two, and after a brief break from winter back in November when that pre-existing snow grew weak and sugary, man, we were off to the races. A really robust storm cycle that started on December 23rd, lasted through a good portion of the early part of January. Now we are left kind of high and dry. We got a beautiful weekend on tap, clear skies and cooler temperatures, but kind of in between there, we saw big water totals, big snow totals, lots of avalanches. Generally, we went from avalanche warnings to high danger. We tiptoed around the big steep terrain, and now, fortunately, the snowpack is becoming happy in its own skin, and that's the good news. So generally, statewide, we have either a level one, a green danger, or level two, moderate avalanche danger. You still want to be careful around those steep upper elevation slopes facing the north half of the compass. So step out into that big terrain, usually with a little mini golf, test the waters, get your finger on the pulse of what's going on before really getting into big terrain, whether we're climbing on the sleds or headed out for a adventure on skis or snowboards. You know that we got your back covered at UtahAvalancheCenter.org.
All right, just fantastic. We'll all be hoping, although I know it tends to make your life a little busier, we're all hoping we can get some new snow here. And the forecast models look like maybe toward the end of the month we'll start to get back into it. I hope so.
Yeah, us too. You know, it was just a really remarkable run. And fortunately, we have got a nice, deep, robust snowpack. Hey, how about those water numbers? They were really quite crushing. Anywhere from 5 to 7 to 9 inches of snow water equivalent. And really, as avalanche people, that's what we look at. And that translates not only to a deeper, more robust snowpack, but remember, in the spring and the summer, that's going to help us out. So, hey, if you're headed out statewide, remember, we have got statewide forecasts for nearly every zone that you want to recreate in, from Logan to Salt Lake, Western Uintas, down the Manti skyline over to the La Salles. And again, your one-stop shop for all things avalanche is going to be UtahAvalancheCenter.org.
Craig, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Look forward to talking to you all soon. Happy New Year. Safe travels, my friends. I need
a snow day. Well, as you just heard, we could use another snow day, but that couple of big storms that Craig made reference to there in December have made for a lot of fun up at Bear River Lodge. Roger, my buddy, is back with us, sponsor of this program, of course. Roger, I've been watching your social media, as I always do, and it looks like you've been busy over the last little while, even some snow bikes going out.
Yeah, the snow bikes arrived, so those are fun, and we're actually going to go out snowshoeing today. And just listening to Craig, you know, there is so much snow up here. It didn't stop for about 2 weeks, but a lot of snow and a lot of fun to be had.
I think there was enough snow coming one after the other there that the grooming on the main road wasn't what it would usually be. And you were having a big sigh of relief that some of the moguls, not on the ski hill, but on the road getting through there, hopefully have been mowed down.
Yeah, you know, they say the groomer broke down on our side. I don't know.
Ah.
It might have been budget cuts. Might have been hard to find someone to operate it. I don't know. But those moguls were good for skiing, but not good for snowmobiling. But they knocked them down this week, and we came up last night, and the trails are awesome. There's so much snow. It's going to be a great winter.
Yeah, tell everybody about your operations there. For those that aren't familiar with it, of course, you've got Trax Power Sports Rentals right there in the parking lot, but it's a whole lot more than just snowmobiles these days.
Right. You know, Bear River Lodge, I've been here now 25 years. This is my 25th winter, and we are 30 miles south of Evanston, so 2 hours from Salt Lake. You have to come up through the Evanston side in the winter, and we border the million acres of national forest. So right up against our property are all the snowmobile trails, and we have a 30-mile cross-country ski trail and lots of great riding. But we do have 60 big ones right now, and we run 50 snowmobiles, and we run a half a dozen snow bikes and a half a dozen Defenders with tracks on them. So lots to do to get outside and play and just enjoy this winter.
Well, here's the other thing I always want to make sure we mention, because some people may be hesitant to go have the experience of, you know, getting in one of the Defenders or riding a snowmobile simply based on the fact that they don't have all the other gear. You can help take care of that too.
Right. We have gear, helmet, suits, boots, whatever you need. And if you go in these Defenders, they're heated. We rode in on one last night. It's heated. They're nice. They sit six people. And, you know, we even have the food. You know, this summer, Jamie redid the grill. We call it the Den.
Yeah.
Came up with gourmet burgers. And we have people now, they don't come for snowmobiling. They come for the burgers.
Well, that'll tell you how good they are, right?
They're good.
Tell them what's the one called? The Big Raj?
There's one, the Big Raj, named after my dad. It has its onion rings and bacon and pineapple. It's pretty good.
Oh, my gosh. And I would advise everybody, rather than making the drive up there, and it is a short drive from Salt Lake City, but rather than doing that, having a day on the machines and then coming right back home, if you do it far enough in advance, my suggestion would be to go spend a night or a weekend at the cabins and just relax after you get done with that ride.
Yeah, relaxing is the fun part. Go in your cabin, sit by the fire, go out and sit in the hot tub. We have hot tubs open that seat about a dozen people each, and those are fun. And you would be surprised how many people sit in the hot tubs in the cold, cold weather with the snow coming down. They run and get in the hot tub and relax, and it must be fun. I'm an old guy. I don't do it that often, but it must be fun.
Well, once you're to the tub, it's fun. It's just getting there and back that tends to be the challenge. What's the status of the new cabin?
The new cabin, the roof is on. The windows get installed this coming week. We just scheduled the HVAC guys, the electricians, the plumbers, the fire suppressant team. So it should be ready for summer. It's big. It's 7 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, has a huge open space for meetings. So we call it the corporate retreat cabin. It is ideal for businesses who want to get groups together and then just come. They have a place to meet. They have a place to conduct whatever business they want to do. Then they have 7 bedrooms in it. And then go out and play outdoors, whether it's on ATVs, side-by-sides, snowmobiles, whatever. It's going to be a great addition to our cabins.
Well, my family's getting more and more excited about the annual pilgrimage up to Bear River Lodge. Hopefully you can save some snow for us up there. As I told Craig a minute ago, it looks like the computer models anywhere are showing that there's a change coming and more snow maybe toward the end of the month. But, man, we have been high and dry here for a while. And I want people to know it's not just cabins that will, sleep up to 20 people. You've got small ones. If it's just a couple that wants to get away, you have some great options there too.
Yeah, you know, we completely remodeled the little cabins. We call them studios last year, and they are beautiful. They have kitchens. They're perfect for just 2 people. Big king beds, kitchens, beautiful bathrooms with marble showers, and they're just awesome fireplaces, and they're right close to the hot tubs, which makes it fun. But whether you have 2 people or 20 people, come on up. We can accommodate you. So it's just a great way to experience the outdoors.
Are you strapping on the snowshoes today?
We are. We're going snowshoeing. So we got crew up here, the little 9-year-old, and he's been saying, let's go snowshoeing. So we're going out. We're getting on the snowshoes. But you wouldn't believe, Tim, how much snow is up here. There's 5 feet of snow at the cabin.
Yeah. Well, with feet your size, I would think that you wouldn't need snowshoes. You had trouble even getting them onto the pegs of a motorcycle in Europe this summer.
Yeah, I got big boy snowshoes.
Oh, good. All right. If you want more information, it's just BearRiverLodge.com, or they can find out more about Trax by going to your website, which is?
TraxPowerSports.com.
Roger Eggert, the best of the best. And thanks, as always, for your support of this program. Going to take a break. We'll come back and finish out the program next. Don't go away.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, as we get ready to finish out the program this week, we wanted to take 4 or 5 minutes here to go in depth with our friends from the Huntsman Mental Health Institute. There is so much going on in the mental health side of our health these days, something we've concentrated a lot on, quite frankly, around Bonneville and the studios here of KSL with all that, we are tasked with reading and going through in our personal lives, certainly inside and outside the radio station. Here to help us talk about it is a psychiatrist at Huntsman Mental Health Institute, Dr. Kristen Francis. Thanks, Doctor, for joining me today just to chat for a few minutes. I think we're all in need of a little information on how to help ourselves.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. It's a hard time right now.
Yeah, and people are dealing with things that maybe they've dealt with before, but not all at once, and it can tend to be a little overwhelming, I think.
Absolutely, and there's a concept that over time our bodies get kind of worn out when we have a high level of stress, like our emotional ability to bounce back gets a little lessened. Our resiliency can go down as our kind of our hormones that are released during times of stress kind of go up and down.
I have heard that movement, and I mentioned a second ago in our lead-in that we've talked a lot about it around KSL these days because we're the one delivering a lot of this news, all of this news every day, and that movement can be good for your mental wellness. Can you help explain that?
Absolutely. So we like to focus on things we can do right now to feel better and things you can do in the moment to feel better. And one of the biggest ones we recommend is just stopping whatever you're doing and moving your body. So getting outside, going for a quick walk, even walking in place, walking in your building, dancing with your kids, cleaning out a closet that's been kind of on your to-do list, anything you can do, folding laundry, to move your body, it releases natural feel-good hormones that can help you clear your head and feel better physically in the moment.
That's great. And I think that, before the pandemic, many people found meaning in their lives every day. Certainly if they have kids and family, you find meaning in that, hopefully, on a regular basis. But going to work was a part of having meaning in your everyday life, and some people weren't able to do that. Are there ways that we can, as individuals, help find some meaning in our everyday lives outside of the workday, if that was part of it?
Absolutely. So looking at opportunities to help make others' lives better is a great way to find some meaning if you want to do something above and beyond what you're already doing. If that feels like a stretch, if volunteering just seems like too much, or if even just looking out for someone in your daily life that you could maybe make their life better in some way. So like a neighbor, if you could bake them a loaf of banana bread and bring it over, or if you could shovel someone's driveway, or if any of those things seem just too hard and out of reach, I would recommend just starting with a list of what you're doing right now, looking to see what your day is looking like, writing it down, and seeing often on paper all that you're already doing is a great way of finding some significance and saying, oh, look at all I am doing. This is meaningful to me. And then focusing your efforts on whatever your values are. So what's important to you, finding ways of doing that in your everyday life. So if caring for animals is important to you, finding a way to incorporate animals into your life. If, service is important, or social justice, looking for ways that you can contribute financially, physically, all those things. Those are great ways to start to find some more meaning.
I love all of that. And this may be an oversimplification, but something we concentrated on this week in a meeting of just our morning show crew was being kind to yourself. and being hopefully your own best friend.
Absolutely. There's a lot of evidence that the chemicals released when you are kind to others are also released when you are kind to yourself. And they're exactly the same. And those chemicals actually even help your physical health, your heart, your brain, your organ health. So that's a really good thing to do for your physical health. But being kind to yourself, talking to yourself in your head like you would to a friend, you know, you wouldn't pick out all the things that someone isn't doing or doing wrong. You would start by encouraging them and you would point out the positive. And those are the things that are really important for us all to do right now, is to start with the positive things that we're doing, focus on that, instead of the critical negative things that you don't see yourself doing.
Yeah, we are short on time here, but how important is sleep to all of this?
Yeah, so if you can do one other thing aside from movement, sleep enough. So getting, as adults, sometimes 7 to 10 hours a night, feeling rested when you wake up, feeling energized, that's really important. For young people, they need more like 10 to 12 hours pretty much, yeah. So that's super important.
And maybe the last thing we ought to leave with people is just where they can reach out for help, or if they know someone that needs some help, how do we go about that?
Yep. So we have a website that is full of great information about how to get resources, hmhi.org. That's hmhi.org. On there are resources like the 24/7 crisis line you can call for support. There's a safe UT app, so an actual app you download. You can talk to a licensed healthcare professional. There's an app for providers, so first line responders. And also we have 24/7 crisis assessment center at the Huntsman Mental Health Institute. You can make an appointment. You can walk in. Someone can see you, evaluate you, and give you some recommendations for the next thing we can do to help you.
Oh, that is also helpful. I can see why people turn to you for help at Huntsman Mental Health Institute. Dr. Francis, thanks for your time.
Thank you. We're here for you. We're happy to talk.
All right, and that's going to do it for the Outdoor Show this morning. Don't go away. The Greenhouse is coming up next. Maria Chaleos and Tom Bettis are standing by on the road today here on KSL.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.